hot weather on site. Welcome to our summer radio talks. I am delighted to introduce our today's guest, Tom Bennett, a health and safety expert specializing in the construction industry. How are you doing, Tom?
Very well, thank you. I am really enjoying the hot weather. Barbecues, ice cream, biking, what more could you ask for?
Oh yes, well, some are lucky enough to be on holiday during the heat wave, or at least stay in air-conditioned spaces. What about those who have to work outdoors in the heat, especially on construction sites?
Indeed, temperatures have soared over 30 Celsius degrees in recent weeks. Such weather conditions might cause accidents on construction site and should be considered a hazard, like heavy rain, frost or snowfall. What are then, in your opinion, top safety tips for construction workers and their supervisors?
They are so obvious, but we all tend to overlook them.
First of all, drink plenty of water, at least 2-3 liters a day. Drinking little and often is the best approach. At the same time, you should avoid coffee, energy drinks and alcohol. In hot temperatures, workers may easily suffer from dehydration and sunstroke. This, in turn, can affect their cognitive functions, such as judgment and reaction times. You can just imagine how perilous it will be when driving a heavy vehicle or operating machinery. It can also be very tempting to cool down by taking a shirt off or not wearing a hard hat and a high visibility vest. It isn't a good idea. Appropriate light-colored and breathable clothing that covers as much of your body as possible is the way to go. You should also use sunscreen regularly to protect your skin and avoid sunburn. And I guess there is no need to explain why personal protective equipment is a must-have. Moreover, try to schedule the heaviest work in exposed areas for cooler times of the day, for example the early morning. It is good to avoid the sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. If not possible, you should at least take regular breaks for 5 to 10 minutes each hour and rest in the shade. Keep an eye on yourself and your work colleagues, as well as stay alert for any signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, such as excessive thirst, headache, weakness, nausea, dizziness, chills, confusion, rapid breathing, faster heartbeat, slurred speech, or loss of consciousness. If necessary, provide basic first aid to anyone exhibiting any of these symptoms. Remember that the heat may spark thunders, along with strong winds and lightning. If you find yourself caught outside during a thunderstorm, get to a safe place immediately and take appropriate precautions.